Colorado Rapids Soccer on Mile High Sports Radio with Jesse Trujillo.
Tunnel! Number 99 for Edson Buddle.
Werner came for that one. She's onto the back post. Oh! Vicente Sanchez.
What an absolute belter from Jose Mary.
Your home for the Colorado Rapids.
Chance here. Oh! They're all at it. Shane O'Neill. Dylan Power. Two for him. Great stop from Clint Irwin.
I want to get out there and play. It looked like so much fun. And those games, again, you have to earn the right to play in those kind of games. Those games don't just happen.
The Rapids to get on the scoreboard, and they do. Drew Moore with a header. He's gone right. He's gone left. He's gone down the middle. Oh, it's a goal. And Deshaun Brown has broken the deadlock. Wonderful chance and a wonderful finish from Dylan Serna.
Trying to curl one. Kamani here.
Power straight down the middle. And the opening goal.
And an opening goal. Seconds on the board. Deshaun Brown.
All right, welcome into a brand new edition of the Colorado Rapids NanoCast here on MileHighSports.com. I'm your beat reporter, Marco Cummings. For the Rapids, I'm joined here by my new co-host, Jesse Trujillo. Jesse, just let us know where people can follow you on Twitter and the show you host in the mornings here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at JTrujillo1981, and I co-host and produce a show called All 22 at 6, Mondays through Fridays, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and I also do a weekly player profile on the Rapids.
Yeah, Jesse joins me at every Rapids game. We're there at every Rapids game. We were there last night for the U.S. Open Cup game, Atlanta Silverbacks versus the Colorado Rapids. Probably one of the more interesting games I've ever covered on the Rapids beat. Mm-hmm. Late in that game, there was a, I guess you wouldn't say bench clearing brawl because it's not hockey, but there was
fist thrown.
Yeah, gave a hockey game its a run for its money there. Late in the game, Drew Moore got stomped on, led to that brawl. Mark Birch and multiple Silverbacks players got kicked out of that game. What are your thoughts from that game, Jesse?
What I got from the game is actually, I thought the game started out pretty physical from the beginning. I thought there was some calls early in the game that was kind of leading up. You can kind of almost see it leading up to that point where it happened in the, I think like the 64th minute. But early in the game, there was a call that wasn't called against, I think it was Nick LaBraca, that he was knocked down, that wasn't called. There was another push from behind on Sanchez that wasn't called. And I kind of felt like Atlanta was taking the advantage of being physical and using that to their advantage early on. Obviously, from us listening to Pablo talk after the game, it was basically two goals that they scored on from, I guess, miscommunication on the defensive end.
Yeah, Pablo Mastroianni, he was also one of the multiple people on the field in that game ejected from the game, along with Silverbacks coach Eric Wynalda, another former U.S. national team member. After the game, Pablo said,
"The referee told me that I'd stepped on the field, and I was the only person to not step on the field. And that is rule number one for me. Got that one wrong."
Looked at the tape today, and none of the angles show him actually stepping onto the field, and Pablo said he did disagree with that call afterwards in the post-game presser.
Yeah, he said that's his number one rule. That's his number one thing, is he makes sure that he doesn't step. And I actually took video myself, and he's along the line in both of the videos that I took of some of that action going down. So I never actually saw him step on the field. Going back to the other team, I think his name was Ricardo Montoya. I don't know if he's an assistant coach. We both saw him in the hallway. He was pretty upset. I think he got tossed because he was actually on the field. He was, I guess he had a disagreement of why he was tossed, and I don't know what you saw on that.
The video did show Montoya on the field, so I think his ejection was justified. I think the grander issue with this game is, like you said, it was physical from the get-go, not a lot of calls going the Rapids way. I think that was just part of the ref letting the game get out of control. What did you think of the refereeing in that game?
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw as well. I don't know. I think his name was Guzman. Juan Guzman was the main referee. I'm not sure what his experience is or anything like that, but that's kind of what I saw. You see it in other sports as well. They kind of let the teams do what they do in the beginning part of the game, but then in the later parts of the game, they tend to start making those calls. But I just kind of saw the tension building up throughout the whole game.
And obviously the Rapids did not play their best soccer either. Chavez scored a double for Atlanta, got them the lead. They led at 2-0 at one point before the brawl started. And then the Rapids finally got on the board late in the 75th minute with a Dylan Powers penalty awarded to the Rapids. But overall, I don't think the Rapids' effort was there, especially against a team they're supposed to be better than an NASL side. What did you think the general overall effort from the Rapids, both offensively and defensively?
Coming from the first half, I kind of saw that I think they were trying to make too many passes in that first half and trying to find that perfect shot as opposed to just trying to shoot the ball and hoping for maybe a rebound. When it got to the second half and it was the 10-8 advantage for the Rapids after the ejections, I kind of saw more pressure in it, but Atlanta was bringing 8 in the box there and was kind of stopping the Rapids from getting too many shots on goal. So, I didn't see the effort there as we saw versus Orlando the week before where they won 5-2. I kind of saw a lot of missed passes as well. I saw Vicente Sanchez pass a ball to Deshaun Brown. It seemed like a couple of times they were trying to do what they did last week where they'd force the ball up and Deshaun Brown used his speed to get the ball and score, and it wasn't working this game. They almost seemed like they were passing it too hard and it would go out and it'd be a goal kick. I don't know if you saw that as well.
Yeah, and Drew Moore post-game mentioned how
we realize we're a much better team than we showed tonight, and we're a much more disciplined team, and this is unacceptable tonight.
They're undisciplined, especially after they had that 10-8 advantage, which you'd think from an MLS side they had plenty of time to score the equalizer in that game. Mm-hmm. So overall, undisciplined effort from the Rapids. And they're headed into their next game Saturday, return to MLS play. They're playing the Western Conference rivals, Vancouver Whitecaps. Any concerns for you headed into that game?
No, honestly, I don't know what Vancouver's record is or anything like that. The one thing I was wondering about, and I think another fellow media person mentioned something about Chris Klute.
Chris Klute, not in the 18 tonight. Is he healthy?
Yep. He'll be a possible selection for the weekend.
I really think he helps out on the Rapid side, but I thought it was kind of weird that he wasn't even suited up in yesterday's game.
I found that interesting as well. Obviously, there's Thomas Piermaier on that right side playing right back. Rapids has been experimenting at the right back position basically the entire season. You've seen Piermaier, you've seen Chris Klute, who normally plays at left back. You've seen Shane O'Neill, Marvell Wynn. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of defensive lineup Pablo goes with on Saturday. And right now, Vancouver is sitting in fifth place in the Western Conference, that final playoff spot. Rapids sitting third. Mm-hmm. Have 4 points over Vancouver. Obviously, every Western Conference game is going to be crucial if the Rapids want to hold on to a playoff spot. And Vancouver also holds a couple games in hand, so you don't want to drop this result, especially at home, especially considering they dropped the home result against Atlanta. Let's talk some World Cup. Have you been following any of the World Cup action lately? What games have impressed you so far?
So the first game that really impressed me was obviously the 0-0 tie between Brazil and Mexico. I thought Ochoa's performance at goalie was stellar. I mean, some of those close-up shots, I mean, were just some that you wouldn't expect to be saved. So that was probably one of my favorite games. Obviously, U.S. versus Portugal, that was... It was heartbreaking at the end, but not really crushing just because we're still in it. But with that header goal, 20 seconds left, was kind of disappointing. So those were probably my two favorite games that I've seen so far. Obviously, we were talking last night about Suarez biting in the Uruguay-Italy game yesterday. So that's pretty crazy. What about you?
What do you think should be the disciplinary action for Luis Suarez? Given the fact that he's had this history in the past of biting other players?
That's a good question. I was trying to think of what they could do to him because, I mean, it obviously hasn't stopped him now. So, I mean, is it something where money, is money going to be the issue? Is it going to hurt him? Is him missing games going to hurt his team more? So it's hard to say. I honestly don't know.
I think, and I hope FIFA will stand their ground and give him a ban for the rest of this World Cup. It's iffy when you talk about giving him a lifetime ban because his club side, Liverpool, still owns his rights, and you don't want to punish the club for the actions of one of their players playing on international duty. So that's kind of up in the air. For me, teams that impressed me so far, France, they're playing, they came out strong, especially after last World Cup. They kind of imploded, playing like a team again. And after seeing Spain exit early, they're my favorite, obviously wearing the France jersey today. U.S. has impressed me as well. I still think that today's game versus Germany is going to be a tough road for them. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see the U.S. playing in the group of death, and now they have a chance to win the group if they beat Germany today.
Yeah, and even if they lose or tie, they still have the chance of advancing to the knockout stage. I believe the only way that they don't make it is if they lose and give up two or three goals, and then they're losing that part of the battle. But they pretty much hold all the tiebreakers from what I've read. What do you think about Jozy Altidore not being able to play this next game? Do you think that hurts them, or do you think they played okay versus Portugal to where him missing the game isn't going to be too crucial?
I was impressed by Jurgen Klinsmann going with the 4-5-1. Obviously, that helped them defensively. They pretty much shut down Cristiano Ronaldo with the exception of that last-second cross that got them the equalizer. So I think you're going to see some interesting things tactically from Jurgen. Hard to say, obviously, after this group stage, who my pick is. My pick was Spain, and that is done. Of the teams left, I like the Netherlands. They look strong. Obviously, France is playing like France supporters were used to them playing after they won the World Cup. And Germany, I think, is going to make a strong push, especially if they beat the U.S. tomorrow. But if the U.S. manages to win that game against Germany, things have changed for me. I'm becoming more and more convinced by this U.S. side. They could make a push to at least the quarterfinals if they beat Germany today. Who's your pick to win this year's World Cup?
Like you, I had Spain. I think Spain would probably be the biggest disappointment. I had them chose. But I think Germany is still probably the team that I would choose. Like you said, if U.S. can pull that off, that would be a big win for the U.S. Yeah, I would still say Germany's probably not the team that I want to win it, but the team that I think can win it all.
All right, well, the U.S. plays Germany today at 10 a.m. You can watch that game on ESPN, been playing all the games. And you can listen to the Rapids game this Saturday here on Mile High Sports Radio. 7 o'clock, evening game, FM 94.1. 96.9 in Boulder. I'm Marco Cummings, again here, Colorado Rapids Nanocast on milehighsports.com. Jesse Trujillo. Jesse, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's the Colorado Rapids Nanocast here on milehighsports.com.